Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Oh, hey everybody, this is Miles playing some pinball.
Would that be Space Cadet Pinball?
Yeah, it is actually, yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah, I'm on ball three.
You know, whenever they sell you a computer, they load a pinball game that reflects the buyer's demeanor.
Yeah.
Yours happens to be what?
Space Cadet, I guess. I don't know.
Space Cadet Pinball.
Yeah.
Because I believe you probably walked in and said, I need a pewter.
You know, actually, about a month ago, I was playing, I think I was playing South Park video, video.
I thought you were going to say I was playing Limp Dick. Something like that.
Oh, is that your name of yours?
Yeah, I mean, that's the...
Yeah.
You were playing Flaccid Penis Pinball.
Yeah, that was yours, right?
Yeah. So you're playing South Park video?
About a month ago. I guess there's a switch on there that can use to turn up the dirty language.
On what, the South Park video?
Yeah, I didn't know that. The attendant was, like, hanging out for some reason with me, and he's like, yeah, we had to turn off the language, man.
On the video or on a DVD or what?
No, I mean, this was, like, in an arcade.
Oh, okay.
I was, like, in a real arcade, and there was, like the first pinball machine I've ever seen in this arcade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
They must have, like, a bar and a regular arcade thing, so they have a switch for that.
I don't know.
So that's what filters the Kenny speak.
Yeah.
Because Kenny's really the only one that really talks dirty.
Yeah.
So what's going on up there in Iowa? Well, first of all.
Yeah.
Before you start yabbering.
Yeah.
I visited there, and I wanted to talk about this.
Uh-oh.
I visited Miles. It's been a couple weeks now, but it's still fresh in my mind. This is before the big tragedy, so that's really kind of just effed everybody up.
Yeah.
By the way, I went to Kansas City, and I did that thing. And then I had to do another video conference, and that one tanked. And because they could see me, but I couldn't see them. And so
yeah.
It was all effed up. And it's all the terrorists' fault. I just want to lay blame where it's due.
Uh-huh.
Because these people would have flew in otherwise.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, I'm pretty bitter about it.
Yeah, I can tell. Geez.
Yeah, just like most Americans, I'm pretty goddamn bitter about this whole situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to be frivolous, you know, because nobody died or anything that I know, but,
yeah.
You know, it still fucks up my day every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm pretty goddamn pissed about it.
Oh, boy, here we go.
So, as I'm sure are most people.
Yeah.
Are you pissed about this or what?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
I'm pissed about these pussies out in California.
I don't even know what they're talking about that.
They're being a bunch of peaceniks. They're like, well, let's not be too hasty now. Let's not retaliate or nothing. Let's...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about that.
Oh, here we go. Okay. All right.
Hey, they're not going to have to go do it, right?
Right.
So what the fuck do they care?
Right.
I think it's the right thing to do.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It only takes so much shit. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, let's go kick over some buildings wherever the hell these people are at.
I agree.
It's only fair.
If they take gold fat guys, me and you are going.
There you go.
That's right.
Over there.
That's right.
I don't think we would make the basic requirements for this, but...
Well, like I said, they take old fat guys.
Rationally, well, you know, I would do what I could.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
We'll do what I could. Maybe we could just entertain people and make them have a couple laughs, and that would be enough for folks.
All right.
And then they just have to keep us away from the mess hall.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure that everybody was really hungry and did something that day. Got their food first.
Yeah.
And we'd be living on rancid cold cuts or something.
There we go.
Anyway, so I was visiting you before all this... shook out, you know.
Right.
Up there in the golden cornfields of Iowa.
Right.
And I was, we took our usual, we've only been, this is the second time, right?
Right.
So we took our now become usual spot downstairs.
Right.
Yeah. And I noticed, even though I've lost some weight,
yeah,
that shower is scary that you have in your basement.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm worried when I drop the soap.
Yeah.
That anything was going to happen.
Right.
Other than my butt sticking up against cold plastic.
Yeah.
And I happened to notice that the soap tray was tilted downward. So every time I stuck wet soap on it, it just slid right on.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that you didn't have like a Shroud of Turin-esque print of my ass cheeks on that back wall of the shower.
Did you just notice like a little flashing red light anywhere?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Although I was looking up in the rafters, since
yeah,
there's no ceiling.
Yeah.
It was very disturbing for me to take a shower down there. I wanted to tell you that.
Yeah.
I mean, very disturbing.
If
like,
anyone watched the video to this, by the way.
Yeah. You want to watch me bend it over to get the soap
yeah,
three or four times?
It's
I'm like,
probably,
what is wrong with this soap dish? What the? It's bent down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what, you know, but, you know, unless you had like a pinhole in that back wall.
Yeah.
I don't know what you were seeing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's dark, number one. There's no light.
Yeah.
The light's like on the other side of the room, first of all.
Right.
And it's like a 30-watt bulb or something, so. I mean, it was like, I felt like Silkwood or something, you know, a radiation shower or something. It's like a really, really cheap version of Dr. No. Where they just, like, take what looks like liners from your store's freezer aisle and stand them up on end and have you take a shower in them. I was like, oh, my God. It was just so weird. I don't remember being so weird last time, but this time I'm looking up at the rafters and there's like wires and like this can't be up to code. I mean, I know I'm in Iowa, but please, these people do have consideration for human life, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, no ceiling. And thank God you got carpet upstairs. It's not like my old apartment where you can see through the floor.
Yeah.
Or else I'd be looking up at your toes. Are you okay down there? But, you know, it's just, like, bizarre.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know, there's always, like, these scenes where people have anxiety attacks where the walls close in on them.
Yeah.
And then finally they kind of get engulfed in fabric or something in
yeah,
these weird experimental movies. That's
yeah,
what I felt like I was in. Sheesh. Now I know in the future, if I live so long,
yeah,
when I die and they have plastic coffins,
yeah,
I'll know exactly what it's going to feel like because that's what I was in. Thank goodness I've lost a few pounds or else it would have been like, what's that squeaking going on downstairs?
Oh,
well, that's
man,
just Bob trying to get out of the shower.
Oh, my goodness.
So if I may make a request for our next visit.
Oh, here we go.
You know, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we could, you know, do a little something with the shower down there.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Get a little,
yeah,
hand, watch a little TLC or Discovery Channel and learn a little something about fixing up the bathroom down there. And for God's sake, do something about the soap dish.
Nothing but the best for my company.
Yeah, I know. You're upstairs in a whirlpool bath.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just you farting, but anyway. I just had to put that out there.
Okay.
So next time I come, you know, put a drop ceiling in. Do something.
Yeah.
I really don't want to look at all your wiring and your plumbing and all that kind of stuff.
All right.
Think you can do that for me?
I will try.
Yeah, that's a no.
I will try.
I will try.
I will try.
I think your wife keeps asking you that.
I will try.
You know, Miles, I would really like it if you would get off your ass and mow the grass. I will try, honey. Or give me another peanut butter sandwich.
I will try.
I will try.
I will try.
Could you just, you know...
Yeah.
Could you clean up that backyard? Clean up all that dog poop? I will try.
I will try.
You know, my mother said to me, Miles, only thing I ask of you is that you try. That's all you've been doing your whole goddamn life. Do you think you could make it to work on time? I will try. Jeez. I will try. You should have a whole religion around that one phrase. The Miles title, trying ain't doing, but it's close enough for me.
Yeah.
I will try.
Oh, my goodness.
So what's going on with you?
Oh,
are you trying?
I will try.
Okay.
I will try to do my 40% of the show here.
That's right.
Here I go.
Okay.
This isn't funny. There was actually a tragedy.
Another tragedy?
There was, and I'm not making fun of the tragedy itself.
Is it like some kind of farm equipment thing?
No.
Oh.
There was actually a shooting right by my wife's grandmother's apartment.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I'm not making fun of that at all, but this is how I was alerted to it. I was at work.
Uh-huh.
And I get this kind of frantic phone call from
wasn't my wife. A BB gun or anything, was it?
Was that?
Wasn't a BB gun or anything.
No, I mean, seriously.
Like a 38 or 22?
I think it was like a rifle or something.
A rifle?
Yeah.
Really?
But I get this frantic phone call.
Wasn't another dog, was it?
No, I mean, this really was a tragic thing.
All right.
This was really... But I don't even know if this is going to be funny or not, but I'll go ahead. But I get this frantic phone call, and it's like... Miles, there's a lady been shot outside my door, and there's a guy running around with a gun, and I don't know what to do, and I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Okay, and that was from your grandmother-in-law?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
So you can imagine you're sitting there at work, you know, at the porno store, you know, and you're like, well,
I can't close up shop for this.
You know, my 286 brain, you know, I'm thinking, like, well, wait a minute, what was all this? You know, I'm processing all this. Like, wait a minute, there's people shooting, and I'm like, I better go there.
Right, yeah.
So I had to close down the porn shop.
Well, no, I wouldn't have gone there. I would have called the police, number one.
Well, I assumed the police were coming.
Well, that's probably the wrong assumption.
Right?
Considering how old your grandmother-in-law is,
well,
she may have called you over the police.
That's what I was thinking on my way there. I go, what if I end up like Scatman Crothers in The Shining?
Yeah.
I end up getting like an axe to my chest.
Right. Or, you know, shot with a rifle.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it was a very tragic scene, and I'm not trying to make fun of it. Just, you know. But I, you know, kind of getting emotional, getting over there and stuff like
sure.
that. You know, it's just, I get there, it's all taped off. And
hey, Grandma's a meal ticket.
Yeah.
She's going to win the clearinghouse.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything. I mean, she was okay, thank goodness. But you know, just the whole.
So really, somebody got shot?
Yeah. Someone was actually. There was an argument, and the gentleman shot his former girlfriend in the back.
Oh my gosh!
Right in front of Grandma's apartment.
Oh my gosh!
And then he ran back into the apartment with a gun, and he killed himself.
So did both of them die?
No.
Oh, just the guy died.
The guy died. He did put, apparently, the gun to his head or in his mouth or something and pulled the trigger.
Well, yeah, well.
But this happens, like, 1 week after the New York City,
right.
Washington, D.C. thing.
Sure.
I'm thinking, what the F is next, you know? What is next?
I don't know. Possibly a storage unit getting burned down?
Ah, you son of a bitch. That really happened, you son of a bitch. I don't know. You know,
well, that's the tragedy.
You know, my in-laws, you know, I love them, but I don't...
What's wrong?
Huh?
What's wrong?
Well, here's another point I'd like to bring up, since my story was just a little bit short.
Okay.
Do I give off, like, a very casual demeanor to you?
I think you're extremely casual, young man.
Because, like, every time my in-laws call up, they go, oh, did you work today? Yeah, I work today. Yeah, I work. I have a job. Do I seem casual to you? Seriously.
Hey, you know, I think I ask you that every time I call you, except it's more like, do you have a job?
Do you have a job? Do you work? Yeah, I work. I mean, I know I'm fat and disgusting, but Jesus. Yeah, I do work, you know? I mean, what is that? What? You know, that doesn't work with my self-esteem or self-confidence to hear people. I'm waiting for my parents to say it now. Are you working?
Are you working? They've stopped saying it. They said it when you were younger. And
yeah.
they totally ignore it at this point.
They're just assuming no. You know,
yeah.
Like, oh,
well, they knew you didn't work around the house, so why would you work in real life?
I know. I'm like, am I that casual that I don't know.
I would say yes.
I guess.
I would say yes.
I can assure the audience I do work. I do work roughly a 40-hour week. Roughly.
Yeah.
I do take breaks.
Yeah.
A lot of donut breaks.
Yeah.
But I, you know.
They have Krispy Kreme donuts there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Just wondering.
But.
That is funny. Well, I'm glad that you came to your grandmother-in-law's aid.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, some people just say, you know, cower in your bathroom or wait for the police to show up.
Yeah. Not me.
No, you went there.
Not me, Scatman Crothers on the scene, you know. The Shining, you know. Like, get up there quick!
Can you do a Scatman Crothers impersonation? Because I like to hear that.
You stay away from room 286. There ain't nothing in there that you need to see. What about that?
That was pretty good.
Was that good? Am I the ultimate Scatman Crothers?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking about giving it a try, but I don't think I can do as good as that.
Oh, come on.
Because the only thing I can think of is Hong Kong Phooey, because he was the voice of Hong Kong Phooey back in the cartoon.
There ain't nothing you need to see.
But he had a great voice.
Yeah, I don't even know how his voice sounds like.
Yeah, man, it was really kind of, I remember. The Twilight Zone movie. Just like playing a game of Kick the Can.
You sound like Chris Rock. You Scatman.
No, that's Scatman, though.
Sound like Chris Rock.
Chris Rock is totally ripping off Scatman Crothers.
You
let me
think?
Tell you. Oh, totally.
You
Scatman Crothers is in show business from the time he's like 2 and a half.
Yeah.
And the guy had like a tremendous career.
Yeah.
He did all kinds of cartoon voices.
Yeah, I know Hong Kong Phooey.
Yeah, Hong Kong. He more than you can even think of.
I know. He was a talent. He was a very talented guy.
He was a huge talent. That's so underrated. Chris Rock. Totally ripping off the Scatman voice.
All right.
Just, if you did the Chris Rock thing, do the Shining quote there you did, and do it with the Chris Rock thing. That one, there's nothing you need to see in room 206.
There's nothing you need to see in 286.
No, that wasn't Chris Rock.
Yeah, that's my Chris Rock.
Oh, okay. But Scatman's just like that. He
kind
of has a sing-song quality of his voice. Oh, man, that guy's fantastic.
I don't know.
Well, I hope that your grandma recovers from this horrible incident.
Yeah, this is a footnote. She had kind of had heard this stuff, and she went to go outside to see what it was, but unfortunately she's almost blind. And, like, people are yelling at her to get back in the apartment.
Yeah,
get back in!
Hey, I think if I were you guys, I think I'd, you know, buck up a little cash and get the lady a little better place to live.
That's a different show, unfortunately. That's a whole different topic.
Or better yet, just bring her into your house.
That's even a different show. That's three different shows.
You know what I mean? Because at least she'll know that there's no one to call whenever you go berserk with a rifle and so forth. Well, I'm glad to hear that the lady was all right.
Well, she's got actually some serious medical problems.
You get shot in the back.
She's actually looking at some paralysis. So we will.
Oh, really?
We all pray for her seriously on the show.
But I guess, you know, she's doing better than the dude. You mean? You know?
Yeah.
At least she can laugh about that and say, "Well, you know, hey,